There are shows in this world that we will never fully understand, except Ghost Adventures. We have watched every episode to build our obsession, our fandom.
Watching alongside each other because no one we know really gives a damn. Watching Zach and crew catch groundbreaking proof of the paranormal, inspiring us to explore our own interest in otherworldly phenomena. This is our podcast. We are Paranormal Cuentas.
Hey, everybody. I can't do it. Hey, everybody, it's me, Leah.
And it's me, Bethany.
I was trying to be serious there.
I know, you put on your NPR voice.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello there, listener. It's me, Leah. I was trying to be serious because this episode's serious business.
It is serious business, though, bro.
We are here to bring y'all the most anticipated episode, I'm sure, our experience at Haunted Hill House.
Hell yeah. Haunted Hill House out in Mineral Wells, Texas. If you don't know about it, it's pretty fucking haunted.
why don't you tell us about it?
Well, the house is known to have like ties to the Baker Hotel because it was supplying brothel like girls or working gals. Apparently, they would also supply alcohol.
Drink.
Yeah, drank.
Mm. So it was the party house.
It was the party house. Yeah. And there are like little underground tunnels still in the house today that you can see where they would transport the alcohol.
That's so wild. If you have been in the area, then you understand the distance from Haunted Hill House to the Baker Hotel. If you have not been in the area, it's roughly a block away, I would say. And it's a little town, Texas, so maybe not your average block. Still a distance. And to think that there's tunnels running underneath that would help them transport the goods. That's crazy.
I know, right?
That's
like,
so
what's
cool.
What's in those tunnels now? I want to know, but I also don't want to know. Anyways, so there's a lot of history to this house. On the land, apparently there was a murder, right, of a Native American who was on that land. And on top of that, they say that at least 9 spirits reside within the house, like, yeah, today. They say many come and go, but there are a few that stay. Some of those being, some of those spirits being Emily, Toby, who is supposed to be like a demon. Which one was it? Was it Asmodeus?
Ooh, I can't remember.
It was the demon of lust. I think Asmodeus. And then there's Joshua, who was like a deformed little boy who was beaten severely by his father or stepfather?
Stepfather, I think.
Yeah, beaten to death, actually. Quite a few really violent deaths happened in this house. People being beaten to death. A little girl got hit by a car and left for dead on the front porch. Oh, goodness.
The hanging. Is it Jacob?
Jacob, yes. A little boy named Jacob was found hanging on the property from a tree. And on the property, they have a tree stump with a cross on it. So that way you know which one it is if you wanted to go and try to communicate with him. Several people died on the property because of the flu outbreak. A lot of people came to Mineral Wells for treatment.
Yeah.
Because it is said, back in the day, they thought that the minerals in the water had healing properties. So not only is this house like a magnet for ghosts and shit, but the whole town is like a magnet for like weird shit happening because of the water that runs through it. And you can even buy some of this water. It's some crazy water and it's got all the minerals in it. And it's supposed to be like really great for you, but at the same time, if your body ain't used to it, it might make you poop.
That's why I haven't drinking my water.
So be careful.
I'm scared. Like, how much poop we talking?
I know, right? When you told me that, I was like, oh God, I'm scared. Anyways, that's besides the point.
That's a different tale of terror.
The point is this place is haunted as fuck. And it's a really cool, like, Victorian mansion. It's got 5 full bedrooms, a kitchen, and 4 bathrooms. And the owners who have this place now are paranormal investigators, and they're so cool because they created like a nerve center, you know, like a command center in the kitchen where they have 2 big TVs where you can monitor all the cameras that they've put up in the house, and they have cameras. Yeah. Everywhere. They also have a ton of paranormal investigation gear, like the Ovilus spirit boxes. They have an SLS camera, which was out of commission when we were there. But, you know, if you ever decide to go, they might have it. And they just have everything under the sun. You know, they used to have night vision goggles, too, which is pretty wild.
Yeah. I think another cool takeaway is it has very close ties to the GA crew. The GA crew was out in Mineral Wells, Texas, I think like season 9 or 10. And they investigated the Baker Hotel, which unfortunately was blocked off when we were there. So we couldn't get close to the hotel, but we did see it. And of course, that's always really cool for us to be close or get the opportunity to go into a place where the guys investigated. So Mineral Wells has just been on our to-do list for some time now, so to get the opportunity was pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it was awesome, and it was really cool that the Ghoul Gals invited us out for our first real investigation.
Yeah, man.
And it definitely proved to be pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. If you were following us that night and, like, joined our lives and stuff, one, thank you. But two, you also know that we left that location at around 5 in the morning. We just weren't sleeping comfortably anywhere in that house, and we weren't going to give ourselves the opportunity to try to sleep. So we decided to hit the road. So Haunted Hill House is definitely lives up to the name.
Yeah, it's a pretty creepy place, that's for sure. And I know, like, for me, it just felt weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of really weird stuff happened, and it was just creepy and anxiety-inducing and definitely fun, which was weird. And worth a visit if you want to experience something really strange, whether you believe in the paranormal or not, if you want to test yourself either way, check out Haunted Hill House at Mineral Wells, Texas. Definitely. It's a good time.
A spooky good time.
It's a spooky good time.
This episode is brought to you by Haunted Hill House. No, I'm kidding.
Get 10% off with their code.
No, kidding. Kidding. Joke. But again, we were excited to get the opportunity, and it proves, at least to me anyway, it definitely helped me continue in my beliefs of the paranormal with what we felt and what we captured.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because sometimes I do question myself, and that definitely was like, nah, bitch.
Yeah, this is something. This is something.
Anyway, so we're going to bring on the Ghoul Gals here in just a minute to recap our experiences out at Hill House.
Yeah, so enjoy. All right, everybody. So we're excited now to have Jen Jen and Jen Rose of the Ghoul Gals. And we're really pumped because we're here to talk Haunted Hill House. And I think first things first, thank you ladies so freaking much for giving us the opportunity to be a part of that life-changing fucking experience. But we want to jump in, right? Like, what kind of, because we know that y'all been out there before, so maybe tell us a little bit about that, why you wanted to go back, and then let's talk about our night at Hill House.
Yeah, so what was the first time y'all went out there, what was that like?
I had the worst experience ever. I got sick thanks to Dairy Queen in that area. I'm just going to point it out. That way we don't ever go there again. But yeah, I got really sick to my stomach, and I was like trying to keep going. But yeah, I was like, I need to go back. There's no way I'm going to let this happen to me and not go back.
Oh my goodness. Did you notice, like, because you weren't feeling well, like, were you kind of blocked off to all things paranormal, or did you still experience things even though you were not feeling your best?
Like, it was so weird. I kept feeling things, but my stomach was like, oh no, you don't. Most of the time I was just like stuck there trying not to puke or anything or go to the bathroom so much. I was just like, I'm dying.
Oh my goodness. So this was your redemption visit. You had to just get it in there and do it right. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, don't die at Hill House.
Oh my God. Yeah, that'd be terrible. I'd be trapped there as a spirit.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we're glad you didn't die at Hill House.
Yeah, fuck that. And what about you, Jed Rose?
So the first time we went out there, yeah, Jen was sick, but I really kept forgetting that she was sick because I was just so enthralled with the house. I was like, are you okay? You're fine, right? Okay, yeah, we're going to be upstairs. How about you stay here and watch the command center? Watch the camera.
I already popped down there. I was like, just go. I just need to be alone.
She's like, just leave me. It's fine. I'm great. I'm dying, but it's cool. And we felt so bad. No, but so we went out there, and we had actually gone out there. We had taken some of my family members and then Ashley as well. So we had a really great experience the first time we were out there, and we just knew that we had to get back because it's really a prime, you know, it's like the spirit there is allowed to live there. They've made it to where they're allowed to live there. I don't know if you noticed, but it was just like the house was talking to us and doing their regular, going about their business and interacting with us as if it was, you know, lived in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a really great place to get some really great evidence because they allow the house to just be.
Be what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I'll say, so like kind of cut to, right, our experience. One, I don't think I really realized how like brutal all this was, like until like y'all bring out all the equipment, like you guys got all kinds of crazy shit and like cameras and mics and all this stuff. I was like, oh my God, this is like a real fucking paranormal investigation. And like me and Bethany talked about, like, we'd never in our lives been a part of anything like that. And like,
so professional.
So like fucking professional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It blew my mind. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is
the real deal.
Yeah, this is gonna fucking happen. So I think for me, like, I was like, we're not just little kids anymore, like playing with a Ouija board or like me and Beth, like we told y'all, like, we got our EMF and our EVP. Like that's literally all that we have because we're not investigators, right? And I think we proved that at Hill House.
sometimes that's all you need. And you know what? Kudos to you guys because you guys got some great footage. Sometimes all you need is a EMF reader and a recorder and your phone. And that's it. Just go. Get out there and do it.
Yeah. So I think Haunted Hill House, for people that don't know, right, it's in Mineral Wells, Texas. And I think one, its claim to fame is that it's super haunted, but the land or like the city of Mineral Wells is kind of claimed to be kind of supernatural, right, because of the water in that city that just kind of runs through. And I think Jen Rose, you drink some of the crazy water, right? And like,
oh, yeah,
I still have mine in my fridge because I'm scared it's gonna make me poop.
Day when I can't poop.
Yeah, like, then I'll drink my crazy water. But this area is so haunted. So when me and Bethany, like, we were driving out there, like, we were really pumped about it. But the feeling of the house, I think, is one of the first things that I kind of want to talk about. Like, for y'all being y'all second time back, did y'all pick up anything different? How does that house feel to y'all? Because to us, it was very, like, heavy in a lot of places of that house.
I felt more welcome this time, I think.
That's cool.
Like, last time, it felt like the house was unsure of us, and everything there was unsure of us. Like, you went in, and it was, like, uneasy almost in every room.
Yeah, yeah.
And this time, I only feel uneasy in maybe one particular room. But after, like, throughout the house, I was like, okay, all right, this is okay. We're good. We're fine. Let's just try to get this out.
Yeah, I felt uneasy a few times as opposed to the whole time.
And so, compared to the first time, yeah.
That's interesting. That's really cool. So the first time it was a little more, you know, uneasy feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And we did the first time we had left the rag doll there the first time. So we leave something every time we go. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of like an offering, I guess. Mm-hmm. We don't do it on purpose. We just think, hey, we think that this particular spirit would like this. So we leave it. But yeah, we actually, walking out, I saw like a heart rock because the owner was saying how Jacob requested, which is one of the spirits, he requested to have rocks. So they actually put some rocks up there. Well, when they don't like somebody, they start throwing rocks at people now. Like up the stairs, they start throwing rocks at people. So when we're walking out and she's saying goodbye to us and walking us to our car, we find this heart rock. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was kind of like a gift to us. Like, here you go. Here's a rock, but in a loving way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
It wasn't thrown at us.
Yeah, it wasn't thrown. It was right? just there. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I have like a, you were talking about how like you feel like they're allowed to live there. Mm-hmm. Or something, you know, that's a really cool statement because, the owners there definitely, you know, welcome them. And it's cool that you feel that the second time you came over that you were welcomed by them, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's kind of a cool little cycle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that we will not be going back to feel welcomed. we're good. with what we experienced. So to kind of talk about, right, so now we're there, we're all there together, and it's the night of our investigation, and I'm freaking out the whole time, right? I'm playing cool. I crack a lot of jokes to hide my fear, so I'm trying to be chill about it all. But yeah, that house gave me a super uneasy feeling, and I think maybe the most apparent was when we went into the bedroom that y'all slept in. what fucking bedroom?
The most uneasy room.
Yeah. So kudos to y'all. And of course, it's got to be mentioned that out of the six women that went, you two are the only ones that spent the night at the location. It was just not in the books for me and Bethany.
For the record for you guys, it was y'all's first time. So we had a different experience and a different feeling that was given to us from the house than you guys got, right?
Right.
Yeah, so,
right. Yeah.
So it y'all still did really great.
You know, I think 5 in the morning, it worked out. You know, we were pretty much there till sunrise.
There's people that book it at 12, so.
Yeah, you know, we feel really proud of ourselves for doing that.
I definitely am. We've never been on a professional investigation like that ever. So thanks for giving us that for sure. Because that was incredible. What y'all do is fucking awesome. Like, y'all are so cool.
Well, we really loved having you guys there. We were like really excited just for y'all to come. Like, where are they? They're talking the whole way. Just so excited that y'all are coming. And then we kept an eye on your Instagram to see if y'all did catch anything. Y'all did. We got super excited. Jen was sending me stuff. I was like, oh my God, they got it.
I know. Y'all were more excited. Y'all got better than us. We were like, they got it all out there already.
I know. We saw it.
Well, I felt like it's going to sound cheesy, but it was like the house consumed my life like for the 24, 48 hours after that experience. Like I really did just kind of sit and rewatch all the footage and look at the lives and try to pick up on things. I was really obsessed with it. Like even going back to the episode of portals to hell, which I don't watch because I don't watch that show. I'm a Ghost Adventures fan, but they were out at the house. So I was like, ooh, I want to watch it. But again, that room where y'all slept, I had a moment where I was just kind of overcome with sadness and I started to kind of tear up a little bit.
Right.
And y'all captured like a mist footage, I think I saw in that room. So how was it sleeping in there?
Oh, well, so we actually felt like something was watching us the entire night. We didn't sleep. We have another life. We're there. We're laying down. Our eyes are closed. Neither one of us. I think maybe I got more sleep than Jen did.
You definitely did.
But it was like 30 minutes at a time, and then I'd wake up for 5 minutes and then go back to sleep. So we really felt like something was watching us. She had it heavier. And then when she, I'll let her tell you about that, but when she woke up and left the room and I decided, oh, I feel fine in here, I'm going to go to sleep, that's when I started feeling it. And it was so heavy and it kind of felt like something was grabbing me by my hip and my ankle as if they wanted to just kind of pull me off the bed or just make me feel uneasy enough to get out of the room. So that was fun.
Yeah, like me, I barely got any sleep at all. I was like probably trying to doze off and I could feel like I just wanted to sleep and something would always wake me up. I just like heard like something step towards us and I look in the middle, nothing. I was like, okay. I was looking around just in case the owner thought we all left. I was like, okay, no. I kept trying to go back to sleep. Felt like someone was messing with my feet. And you'll see, if you watch the live, you can see my feet actually moving a lot. Like I'm trying to like shake something off.
Something oh my goodness.
Felt like something was just grabbing my wrist all the time. Finally, like around, I don't even know, it was like 6 or something. I sat up. I felt like I had drank so much or something. I felt dizzy. The room felt like it was spinning. I was like, man, I'm going to puke. I got out of that room. I told Jen, I was like, I got to get out of the room. I got out of the room. Nothing. Started doing fine. Everything started relaxing. And I stayed out. I was like, no, I just got to stay out. But yeah, I didn't, like, by 6 o'clock in the morning, it was like, get out of that room.
Yeah, that room was something else. Definitely. And again, kudos for even trying to sleep in that room. In the house. I mean, sleep in the fucking house. Period.
Yeah, comfy. So, it was comfy.
You know, like, I couldn't imagine my body touching those, like, the beds. And, like, laying. Like, I don't know. It's just too much. like, it was crazy. I think for me, another thing that I found interesting about our time there with y'all was when we were in the madam's room. And at that point, we had turned off the spirit box. And Jen, you kept saying things like, it's very loud in here. Have you had time to kind of process some of that? Do you remember like what you really heard, or could you explain maybe in a little more detail what was going on?
All I really heard was like women talking. I couldn't figure out what they were talking about, but the image that popped in my head was a woman kind of pacing back and forth, putting like her bracelets on, going back to the drawer, getting something out, going back to the mirror. And she was talking to another woman there at the same time who was like listening to her babble. So it sounded like they were getting ready, getting dressed up for something. I don't know if they were going somewhere, but it was really loud. Like it wouldn't quiet down. And I was just like, okay. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're having a pretty big conversation between themselves.
So just kind of picking up on the residual, I guess. That sounds kind of residual,
yeah,
right?
I would
like
say
just
so.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that something that, I guess, is that your superpower? Like you you hear? Because I think, like, and when me and Bethany were talking about it, Bethany was like, you know, you're... Because I felt a lot of things, like just my mood or the way my body reacted to places in that house. Like Bethany was like, you know, you're very in tune, empathic. So is that,
right.
And you would say things like you hear better with the spirit box off and things. So is that typically how you pick up on spirits?
Yeah, I tell people I'm a little bit of a lot of things. You know, I do get like an emotional change. You'll feel things. I can, but most of all, I think I'm more clairaudient than anything, where I can hear them pretty well. Mm-hmm. And the spirit box, man, do I hate the spirit box. It is just so damn noisy. Just the static noise and then like all of a sudden like a loud voice here, and I'm like, it's the radio. Turn that damn thing off. I want, just let me hear them. Yeah. I just want to hear them myself.
That's really cool. Jen Rose, what's your superpower?
So, I mean, I'm very empathic. So it's kind of like walking into a room with spirit, and it's a crowded room. Mm-hmm. So I can feel the presence there. I can feel that there's something not other than me or whoever else is there. That's why I kind of like don't like going out, because it works the same with people, right? I feel everybody there. Mm-hmm. But with spirit, I know, okay, there's something here. Let's work in this room. Let's ask questions in this area, because I can feel someone else other than us. The mood changed. The area shifted.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a...
But other than that, I got nothing.
Same, girl, same.
Same.
I don't think I want anything else.
I don't talk or see. I mean, I used to when I was younger, but that kind of dwindled because I didn't like it that much. Mm-hmm. So... now I just got that.
Yeah.
Oh, but going back to our night, once y'all left, it was kind of cool that everybody left. Only because we were able to decipher the noises that we were hearing at night weren't anybody else.
Yeah.
Because when there's other multiple people in the house in different rooms, it's like, oh, somebody probably got up to go to the restroom. Well, when it was just me and Jen, nobody was getting up to go to the restroom except for us. So all night long, you can hear people talking and moving around. So it was really cool.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is really cool.
Heck yeah, man.
Well, thanks for leaving.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Anytime. Anytime.
My pleasure.
But I feel like you guys can say that you did spend the night at Haunted Hill House. Left in the early in the morning, but you spend the night. You just didn't sleep.
Yeah.
We didn't sleep either. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was still a really cool thing. And I know for me that I feel like it validated my feelings, because, you know, y'all would say you felt something or saw something or, like, you know, heard something. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I was less vocal about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I would feel or hear the same things. And I just felt like it was validating to, like, my senses, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I love about being a part of a team. And I think that's one of the reasons why we are part of a team, is because we get to validate our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Oh, my goodness. There was another moment in the carousel room, and Jen Rose... you may have not been, but you seemed kind of out of it a little bit. Like, you were just kind of zoned out. Or, like, it was, like...
or different. There was an energy change.
Yeah. And then we had a moment in that room where we also got on the ovulus. And now both of y'all are Jens, right? But it came up Jen and Mama. And both of y'all are Mamas. So I don't want to say it was one or the other. But Jen Rose, you just... your demeanor was a little different. And I don't know if you can, was anything happening or?
Yeah, could you speak to it at all?
Yeah, so my body tends to start shutting down and shutting off when it gets overwhelmed with different presences. When there's too much emotion in the room, my body starts to shut down. So that's what that is. We've been to places like the Dolly's County Jail where there was, you know, more than 50 inmates at a time housed there. So the amount of spirit that's there is pretty crazy. And I just completely shut down for the entire investigation. So things like that will happen to me. I'm glad I didn't shut down for the entire investigation this time. But yeah, it'll... and you know, I didn't put the two together, but thanks for pointing that out. Because it probably was tugging at me. And that's why my body was shutting down. That's just my... you know, that fight or flight mode that you go into.
Yeah.
That's what my body does.
Yeah.
Because it does try to fight my abilities.
No, we get it. Our bodies told us to drive away. So we totally get it. But yeah, that was wild. And then because there's moments again, like I told you, I came back and just went like right into the footage where we're recording in Carousel Lounge or in the carousel room. And I have, you know, you're on my screen because I'm recording right in front of me, and your look is just so zoned out. And I was like, something is up here. Like, you just didn't seem really in the moment, or like you seemed bored. I was like, is she bored or is she like going through it? Like, I didn't know. I was like, man, maybe this isn't exciting. Like, I'm over here like shaking and you're just sitting on the bed like whatever.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you noticed that and pointed that out.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's what that is.
Wow.
And you know, we did say keep an eye on each other. And I know y'all did ask me, you know, what's up with Jen? I was like, oh, she's just studying. Like, I know her so well. I was just like, you know, it gets overwhelming. She got overwhelmed. You know, she sits down.
Yeah.
And they were just like, you sure? I'm like, yeah.
like,
I don't think she likes this.
Like, we got to go. Like, do we need to leave? Is everything okay?
No, I apologize if that's what that is. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that, though.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think there were moments for me, and I don't know how Bethany feels about this, and I don't think we've really talked about it, where, because we'll say it 1,000 times, we're not investigators. And I know that I was reacting and speaking or like making little noises when y'all were very specific on do not whisper. And I'm sitting over there like, oh my God. Oh my God. What was that?
It's gonna happen every time. We give a warning so that it happens less. Yeah,
I was like,
we
man,
still do it. Did you hear that?
Like, we must be the most annoying people to have on a fucking investigation.
No. Not at all. No, not even close. Trust us. We know.
Y'all did very well.
Well, good. Thanks. Because, yeah, I was like, man, I felt like such a turd. I was like, I'm ruining their, you know, their job. Like, I'm ruining what they do, you know?
No.
So, okay. Well, good. I needed that moment.
I'm curious I want to know both. For the first time y'all went out there and this most recent time, what do you feel was the most, like, intense part of it?
I would say when we were upstairs in Toby's room, when everybody was upstairs in Toby's room, was the most intense part. And we weren't up there very long, but everyone was upstairs, nobody was downstairs, and it seemed like the house was reacting to that. And as we kept hearing that noise that was coming from downstairs, that we don't know what it is, by the way, we asked the owners and they don't know. They said some people have said the same thing, but they don't know what it is. But the presence just felt very strong, very intense. Everybody was scared also. I could feel that coming from everyone. And so that kind of amplified it. Because once you guys went downstairs and we broke apart, it kind of just faded away. We didn't get much after that, after you guys went downstairs. But to me, that was the most intense part of the investigation.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
That was a really intense moment. And yeah, I think the voice that we heard, it sounded like it was coming from a spirit box, but Jen Jen was like, no, we got to turn that off. So that had been off already for maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I don't really know. But we kept hearing a voice, and that was really scary. Yeah, that freaked me out.
And not only that, the spirit box was located upstairs right where we were, and this noise was coming from downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't know where the spirit box was, so.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
That was great. And that was captured on our live, too. And what I thought was, what I think is crazy about what you just said is how it kind of chilled out when we all went downstairs. Because as we were downstairs watching y'all on camera, we heard that voice again. And we tried to run out and see where it was coming from. And we never heard it after that. So I thought that was weird.
I was going to ask you guys. When you heard it again and y'all were downstairs, what direction was it coming from? Could you tell?
Like the front door, right? Yeah, like so in between the carousel room and the madam's room, I forget, or the axe room is where that voice was
right
coming
here.
From. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that was really crazy.
Yeah. Didn't one of you say y'all saw something crouched down, like in that area?
Sydney did say that. Sydney said that when... we were outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When everybody did their solo trips. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I think, but upstairs, and I'm sorry, no, we didn't give Jen the opportunity to kind of talk about what was
most intense. Are you sure there was, like, no moment that you feel like besides that one that just, was like pretty intense?
That's when I woke up and I was like, man, it felt like I was drunk. The room was spinning. I was like, I was really nauseous. Like, that was my intense moment because, you know, I've never felt like that. Mm-hmm. Even after like skipping sleep, I'm an Army vet. I've gone without sleep. It has never felt like that before.
Wow.
That urgency to get out of that room, you know, go drink water, go sit down, you know. I felt really hot, like I was just going to puke, and I was like, yeah, no, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
and of course, you know, I was really excited when that doll went off up there.
I was going to say, the doll going off, yeah, because we were all up there.
No, I was excited. I was super excited. And, like, the only thing that scared me was almost falling down the stairs because everyone's trying to rush out at once. I was like, oh my god, no. Did I break another leg? Please, no.
Yeah, that was pretty intense too, that moment. And I was fine. You know, it went off and we were fine. You know, Sydney was freaking out. And so she's like, I need y'all to walk me downstairs. And we're like, we left it. We're like, okay. Thank you first. Let's take it downstairs. And then it goes off again. And I'm right by the thing when it goes off, and I could feel something right there. So at that point, I was like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I wanted to rush down the stairs, and Jen had to stop me, and she's like, stop, calm down, chill out. You're going to hurt us. You're going to hurt us. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I'm right in front of her, and she's like rushing towards the stairs. And I'm like, oh my god, this is where I die. You know, I'm getting rushed down the stairs. And I was like, stop, calm down. And they're like, you're right. And everyone's taking a breath. I was like, breathe. And everyone's like, thinking like the worst deep ever. And I'm like, yeah, I have a smile on my face going downstairs like that freaky thing went off. That's awesome. Everyone else was just done for the day. Oh, they're panicking. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, because mind you, that thing is touch centered and not easy to trigger.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So that's I actually thought the thing was broken.
Yeah, and that's what I think kind of stuck out to me when I saw that footage that y'all put out about that, because we were all in that same room. That was the room where we all heard the voices. We're kind of sitting there, and that thing did not go off. So with six bodies, that thing did not go off,
exactly.
You know, around it. And then for y'all to be up there and capture that was crazy. Because I think that's also where when we were all up there together, we were getting ready to leave, and we heard that sound come from that corner. It sounded, I think in the moment it was described kind of like cans opening or something like that,
right?
And what I thought was interesting is on my playback from the live, it sounds like a chirp or like a high-pitched something, but as we were standing in that room, it did not sound like that. It sounded like shuffling and like a can opening. I think that was the perfect descriptor for it. So that room,
yeah, and there were cans up there, which was interesting.
So I thought that was really cool, but on the playback it didn't sound like that, and then for us to be by that animatronic thing and not have it go off, I think is very interesting as well. But I think upstairs for both me and Bethany is where we were like, nope. Done. And we didn't know, and again, we talked about it, is like, as soon as you walk up those stairs, it's hot as fuck, one, I guess, depending on what time of year you go. So I was like, is my body just reacting because my body's like temperature, right? Like, now I'm hot. Now I feel, oh God, this is exhausting. And then the scare factor's there too. So upstairs was just not a fun time for us. And we avoided it completely after we went downstairs. Yeah. We were not interested in going back up there.
And I remember Jinjin telling, or like saying, like, we haven't even gotten upstairs yet. It gets scarier upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something along those lines. Yeah. And I was like, great.
God, I want to go upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, I keep saying is it Toby's room or Emily's room? I just remember camera 11, because that's where we saw
that's
Emily's room. A lot of orbs, I think, were kind of picked up. And I think that was the space where we had our freak out, was Emily's room.
So
where we heard the can open, that was Toby's room.
Okay.
But across the way where we were seeing orbs, that was Emily's room. And actually we caught some really great footage from there because we realized trying to go through footage and find something, we realized, no, actually it was back in Toby's room. So yeah, still Toby's room. And that where you think we're seeing the orbs, that was, yeah, camera 11, that was Toby's room. Sorry. We noticed a chair head move.
Oh, yeah.
From one point in time to another point in time. And we were like, I don't think we were, because there was another point where I had moved the camera from one time to a later time and the chairs had moved even more. But then I was like, no, we were in the room at that time. But between like 12 and 3, we weren't in the room. Because that's kind of like when we were outside and doing solo investigations, then nobody went upstairs until me, Jen, and Sydney did at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But the chair, we noticed the chair move, so we go back, and it looked like an orb, but it actually, like, touches the chair, and at one point sits on the chair, and then the camera cuts out, goes to another room, and then cuts back in, and that's when the chair had moved.
Oh, man.
Right?
Shit, man.
That's wild.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
And chill.
That's really cool, though. Upstairs, wild. It's just crazy. I think for sure Hill House is haunted. I think it's safe. I think it's safe
to
say.
So we've come to the conclusion.
I think after...
Like that bird, it was a real bird. We found that out later.
Do you know what kind of bird it was? Did they say?
No clue.
Because that's fucking weird. That really weirded me out.
Yeah.
Like, just this one
I thought it was a toy. I honestly thought it was a toy.
Yeah.
I was convinced.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
What? Like, what bird chirps all night long?
All fucking night long.
What is that bird? Well, you know what? What is that bird reacting to all night long? That it's
bright.
Right. And like the only bird out of all the trees that we're around and the only one that's making a fucking noise is the one in front of the house. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's just weird. I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, birds chirping at night has always weirded me out. Because I think, I don't know, Dad said something like...
They don't chirp at night.
Yeah, and yeah. You don't hear a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They don't.
So it's just weird. Unless it's an owl.
And we didn't hear... I don't think we heard owls.
I thought we did see an owl.
We saw one, but I don't think we heard it. And even then, it doesn't chirp, you know? It hoots. So...
Yes, I did hear an owl. It was from the distance, and it freaked me out. Because I was like, what the heck was that? Because we're outside, and everything's intense, and... Where I think you girls were inside, and I hear an owl. Ooh, and I was like, what? What is that? It's an owl. And then everybody else was like, I don't hear it. And then that freaked me out more. And I was like, listen, it's loud. What are you talking about? I don't hear it. But my ears are weird with the low sounding noises and high sounding noises. I hear them more so than anything else. Like, I can be in a loud room, and if somebody's smacking, I'm like, stop it.
Oh, there's your superpower.
It doesn't come in handy though, because the listen to EVPs and all I hear is static. So that's fun.
See, and that's something.
Like, did you hear that word? No, I heard static.
And that's what we haven't done. We haven't gone through our EVP footage. So have y'all had the opportunity to go through everything that y'all have captured, including, because I think y'all said doesn't the owner send don't you have access to the footage from that night as well, or am I thinking of something else?
It's limited, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, as he's hearing it and listening to it, like live, he'll send us stuff. But if he catches anything later, he'll send it because they're really good with the EVPs. But yeah, it's whatever they sent us that day, basically, which is awesome in itself.
Yeah, and I'm mad because I forget who asked me asked us for the timestamp. And when we heard those voices, I really couldn't pinpoint a timestamp. Yeah, because it would have been cool to try to determine off what camera downstairs we maybe could have picked up that voice to try to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're trying to do, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll try to better determine if I can get that. I will let y'all know. I know we got a couple minutes left, so I think kind of curious. Oh, shit, now my question just went out of my brain. Oh, that was weird.
Whatever, that's always been answered. I talked too much.
Shit. Like, where did it go? I felt like it was going to be a really good one, too.
I felt it, too. I was like, ooh, she's going to end it on something.
Yeah. That's not my goal. Shit. Well, fuck it. The spirits don't want me to ask my question. Oh, well, maybe.
So if we did invite you back in, like, the future, would y'all come? Not anytime really soon.
To Hill House soon. Or, like, just anywhere?
Yeah, Hill House or anywhere. I mean, anywhere, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because we can leave anytime, right?
I heard that song.
I mean, as long as there's no, something signed in blood that I got to spend the night, I think we're good.
No, leave it anytime.
It was a lot of fun, though. I did have a lot of fun. Like, as scary as it was sometimes, I had a lot of fun, and I felt like it was just, like, this cool slumber party.
Yeah, man.
I should have brought face masks. Yeah.
See, that probably would have calmed me a little bit. Like, oh, let's have activities. And I think...
I mean, I did bring the game, but we just didn't play it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did,
The time goes away, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It did go really fast.
We're outside or something.
Yeah,
After 10 o'clock, the time, like, sped up for sure.
Yeah, right? And I think
it was like slow, and then all of a sudden it was gone. 1 in the morning.
And we talked about that at dinner before. So we met up and had dinner and kind of game planned a little bit. And you had mentioned like time moves differently, and I can believe that. Yeah, it felt like super quick. Like maybe we were only there for an hour, and then it's like no, we were there for like 12 hours. Like what are you talking about? Like, crazy. It's crazy.
Another thing that resonated with me was when we were leaving, or like we were debating on leaving, y'all were already getting ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And Jen Rose said something along the lines of like, the house is calmed down, or like, you know, like it's fine, it's whatever. And I felt that shit too. I was like, yeah, it does feel kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, like kind of like how y'all were saying earlier, they kind of just react to you, you know, to us. And they're allowed to roam free and fuck with you. And and we were all calming down. We were all, you know, winding down, and they kind of wind down too.
I did feel that way too when we went back in there, and it was like, oh yeah, it is pretty chill.
But I'm still leaving.
Still gonna leave.
But I don't like it.
I'm still gonna go.
Yeah. And a part of me felt like, I remember sending the message like, hey, Puthas are back home. And then it was like, we're still here. And I was like, have fun, ladies. I'm gonna shout. We're gonna go back
home.
Look, I'll
those donuts.
That's true. I am a little bummed about the donuts, but I'll say this: I'm more likely to stay if I can shower.
This is true, right?
And it's a roach-free environment. I think.
Oh my gosh! Yes, man. I feel like we didn't even set
up
any roaches. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
This is good.
I saw like three,
and I saw them all.
Yeah, I know,
everyone
right?
That came. I saw them.
Same.
I was already like checking off the rooms that they were in. I was like, I'm not sleeping there. I'm not sleeping there. Yeah, that was our deciding factor, to sleep in the Shadow Man room, because we didn't see any roaches there. So we waited there. But hey, they were big. They were like, it's the little ones I don't like.
Yeah.
But it's the old house.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's
That's true. That's true. It was still definitely an experience. I think, is there anything as paranormal investigators that you walked away feeling either disappointed with or like that you wish you did differently through the investigation?
I wish we had spent some time in that little attic area. Y'all didn't even get to see that area. There's a little attic area in the crawl space.
Joshua's room?
In Joshua's room, yeah. Yes. That's where we had left the Raggedy Andy doll. Yeah, there's a little crawl space. Yeah, that little door, yeah, you can walk in there, and there's like a little space where he used to hide him, like they used to make him stay in there. And we have left a little Raggedy Andy doll. This time we got to leave the little glow-in-the-dark ball that we bought. Yeah. So, but yeah, there was a little bit more that I wanted to do, I'd say. Not so much, I needed more time there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, that crawl space I did not like at all. Like when Constance opened the door, I was like, no.
Don't do it.
I was like standing right across from it, and I was like, oh God, no. Yeah. And that was enough for me. I did not want to go in there.
And that's when Jen Rose yelled, right? Like you screamed when that door opened. And you were like, I'm sorry, that's just what my reaction was. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's hilarious. That's just what my reaction
was. I had that on camera, though. I got that on camera, that scream. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That was good. That was good. I think for me, the only thing, I didn't allow myself to go into the portal room, and that room seemed cool.
Did y'all go in there, the portal room?
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah.
I definitely went in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. What happened in there?
I don't even know. I don't remember. I know.
Nothing.
I know the poker room was supposed to be where you get scratched, but I don't. And Toby's supposed to hang out in the portal room, but then again, he kind of hangs out everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just his place.
I wanted to try a psychomantium room, though, and I didn't get to.
Yeah, that's the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I wanted to try. But every time I walked past it or like had the opportunity to open the door, I was like, nah, it's cool. Whatever it was, knew I wasn't prepared for what could possibly happen in that room. So my body just didn't allow it. Oh my goodness. Well, I know that that's our time, and I told you I want to be respectful moving forward. So is there anything last minute or anything else you want to mention about the investigation? And of course, tell people where they can find y'all at.
Well, nothing really much happened after that. We did get some voices and we're like, oh, that right there. We did hear a woman talking, and then the door actually slammed while we were talking to the owners. And the owner, Kathy, she had jumped out of her seat because it slammed so hard.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty awesome. So it was still pretty active.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Wild.
That's really cool. Heck yeah.
Yeah, they seemed like some pretty cool people.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, they are pretty cool. I like the fact that they had their equipment there. You know, just go to the hauntedhillhouse.com and they'll have everything. You know how to book it, even if you want it for like a birthday party.
That's so
which
crazy.
Which is awesome because they have a cake. They'll bring you a cake.
Oh my God, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, they'll bring you a cake.
That's really
cool.
Yeah,
you can find us almost pretty much everywhere. We do have a YouTube. It has like 2 videos on it, but we're working on it, we swear. Hours and hours of video that we're going through as we speak. And tomorrow I'm going over to Jen's house to see what we can do with the other videos that we have. We have so much.
Heck yeah.
But you can find us everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, which I don't really like, but the girls do.
We got to keep up to date with these kids. The kids are on the TikToks. So. No, but we really thank y'all. I think we've said it before Paranormal Fest, when we got the opportunity to meet y'all live, we saw Fred and Steven kind of advertising everybody that was going to be there. And when we saw y'all's picture, we were instantly like, fuck yeah, these girls. We need to know him.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool, really an honor to get the opportunity to work with y'all. And we're totally down to continue to work with y'all. As often as y'all want us to run away, we are willing to run away. So that can just be what we do.
That's fine. You know, we don't have to stay anywhere. And I really want to go to Austin. I heard y'all talking about different places there.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely want to go investigate Austin. I think that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah, yeah. That I'm game for. Let's go. Austin ghosts don't scare me as much for some reason.
And that's home. That's why.
Exactly, exactly. But seriously, thank you guys again. We appreciate it very, very much. And we look forward to having y'all back to just talk about other paranormal. Personal. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Personal experiences. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having us. And we were excited. So we can't wait to have y'all back again.
Woo-woo! Thank you so much. Seriously, incredible. Thank
y'all
you.
Did great. Y'all did great.
Thank you. See, you hear that, everybody? We did great.
They did. They really honestly did great.
Thank you. Thank you. I will send you your check in the mail. Oh, ladies. Well, thank you again so much. Enjoy y'all Sunday. And we will talk very soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And very cool to catch up and get the Ghoul Gals experience at Haunted Hill House, because that shit was a wild ride, man. And I'm glad they were kind of the conductors of that train.
Yeah, for sure. Because we wouldn't have known what we were doing. I mean, like, we would have just been there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a lot more gear and took a lot more initiative, you know, to guide us through the house because they'd been there before. So yeah,
man,
totally. It was a really cool first investigation experience, like real investigation experience.
Yeah,
not just us like trying to sit around in a haunted space. Like,
yeah, yeah, it's true, man. They had all the equipment. They knew what to do and how to do it. So very badass. Definitely check out Ghoul Gals Paranormal. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah. But, bruh, whew, fucking tired.
So tired. So very tired.
And I think it's time to cleanse this, baby.
Let's do.
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the north by the powers of Mother and Earth. Hear us.
Take a big, deep breath in. Let that baby out.
You are cleansed of the Hill House.
I feel cleansed. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us today. We hope you enjoyed us recapping our experience at the Haunted Hill House in Mineral Wells, Texas. Until next time, I'm Bethany.
And I'm Leah.
And we're signing off with two besitos.
From these potatoes.
Still hungry.